From Beyond Plank to Cosmoglobe, preliminary dollar, Mathit, WMAP, dollar, Mathit Q dollar band analysis, by DJ Watts et al. We present the first application of the Cosmoglobe analysis framework by analyzing 9-year WMAP time-ordered observations using similar machinery as Beyond Plank utilizes for Planck LFI. We analyze only the Q-band, 41 GHz, data and report on the low-level analysis process from uncalibrated time-ordered data to calibrated maps. Most of the existing Beyond Planck pipeline may be reused for WMAP analysis with minimal changes to the existing codebase. The main modification is the implementation of the same preconditioned biconjugate gradient mapmaker used by the WMAP team. Producing a single WMAP Q1 band sample requires 22 CPU hours, which is slightly more than the cost of a Planck 44 GHz sample of 17 CPU hours. This demonstrates that full end-to-end Bayesian processing of the WMAP data is computationally feasible. In general, our recovered maps are very similar to the maps released by the WMAP team, although with two notable differences. In temperature, we find approximately 2 μK quadrupole difference that most likely is caused by different gain modeling, while in polarization we find a distinct 2.5 μK signal that has been previously called poorly measured modes by the WMAP team. In the Cosmoglobe processing, this pattern arises from temperature to polarization leakage from the coupling between the CMB solar dipole, transmission imbalance, and side lobes. No traces of this pattern are found in either the frequency map or toad residual map, suggesting that the current processing has succeeded in modeling these poorly measured modes within the assumed parametric model by using Planck information to break the sky synchronous degeneracies inherent in the WMAP scanning strategy. This was From Beyond Planck to Cosmoglobe, preliminary dollar, Mathit, WMAP, dollar, Mathit Q dollar band analysis, by DJ Watts et al.